A banana. Yellow on the outside and white on the inside, a banana is a term used to describe Asians or Asian Americans who are perceived to have assimilated into Western society and do not conform to Asian culture. But it's a nickname a little less sweet than the fruit. It's a representation of stereotypes, psychological segregation, racial bias, and Asian hate. Myself, being an Asian immigrant and growing up in Western society, was not exempt from this not-so-endearing nickname. My white friends would call me a banana, alongside a passive-aggressive comment such as, "You're cool for an Asian," as if to compliment my whiteness. Or the name was used by my family as a joking disapproval of me being whitewashed. Whichever way, whatever joke, it hurt. It was a name that separated me, that exemplified my differences, and made me the quote-unquote other. But like a banana, there are layers to the name. So today, we'll take a step back and start peeling the fruit. Start discovering all the implications of the nickname, what it means, and connect it all back to the experience of generational immigrants. I immigrated from South Korea to Canada when I was 7 years old, and I assimilated quickly into North American culture. So while my early adolescence and family upbringing was Asian, I grew up in a Western environment. Naturally, a large part of myself was based on North American culture. My moral values, mannerisms, social cues, methods of communication, these were all things that I subconsciously picked up from Western culture. And growing up on the other side of the globe as my family and relatives, I felt separated from my heritage, and I never felt truly Korean. So, did that make me white? No, of course not. Whether I was white on the inside or not, people can't see your inside at first glance. However white I was, to them I was simply an Asian. Black hair and slanted eyes, the face of fear, mockery, and yellow peril. Not something that could ever be included in white American culture. So, I wasn't Asian or white. I was too Asian to belong to the kids at my predominantly white school, but too white to relate to my family. My friends thought it was strange that I had fried rice for lunch, while my parents thought it was strange that I asked for jam sandwiches. I didn't like that I was a mix of both. With an accent in both Korean and English, barley tea in one hand and a double-double in another, I felt embarrassed about my parents' accents. Korea didn't feel like a home, but North America wasn't one either. In my heart, where home should have lied, there was an empty hole. I didn't belong anywhere, and I didn't know who I truly was. But it was during my middle school geography class my perspective completely changed. As we were learning about the increasing number of generational immigrants, we read a news article that interviewed a variety of second-generation teens. And I was shocked to see that the interviews precisely captured my sentiment of non-belonging. The youth being interviewed protested hardships about facing the contradiction of their traditional upbringing to the Western society that surrounded them. A teen admitted that she and her mother often couldn't understand each other's perspectives, while another professed the struggle of switching between languages. And as I read on, I started crying in my geography class. Tears of happiness, sadness, relief, frustration, everything. Warmth seemed to fill the empty hole in my chest because I finally realized that I am not alone. Having to navigate two worlds, never being fully accepted anywhere, it's not a solitary experience. And no, I still don't have a home in a physical sense, a country that I strongly feel for, or a culture that is truly mine. But instead, my home is in the very sentiment of belonging. Even if I can't have a white peel or a yellow inside, even if I'll never be a true American or a true Asian, even if my otherness will never go away, I belong right here. I belong as a unique voice of a generational Asian immigrant. I belong as a mosaic, a mix of cultures and a representation of growing diversity. I belong as myself, as a banana, even if fried rice and jam is a bit of a strange mix. So no, I will not be reduced to simple colors such as yellow and white, because I have a much more complicated story to tell made up of rainbows. I will not be silenced, I will not assimilate, and I will not be ashamed of being an Asian American, because I stand firm as a banana and I belong. The music used in this podcast is Bossa Antigua by Kevin McLeod, found at incompetech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0.